Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? Here we go. It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We are getting ready to chit-chat about a whole bunch of things, like this week's overpasses rallies. I want to say hello to Mark, Gail, Ed, Joey, John, Deb, Melanie, Linda, Steve. All right, Steve, what's happening? My friend from California. Ed, my friend Ed from North Carolina knows Steve. And we all know each other. The Patriot Express. I wish Deb was on here with us. Dawn, Danielle, Jack. What's happening, everybody there on the live feed? Mr. Kevin, Jim, Keith, everybody on the live feed. Thanks a lot. She may have said shoo. Shoo. But anyway, we're going to be chit-chatting. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. I guess we'll be talking about a little bit, of course, the Texas thing that's going on. We'll probably touch on a little bit of Vegas. We'll touch a little bit on Donna Brazil and all this other stuff that's happening in the madness in the news today. So if you want to hang out, you want to jam and get on the show, do me a favor and hit this. You're going to give us a call. That's one.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live. 347-637-3942.
Hey, Chris. Hello, Mark. So I'm going to play our ads. And I might even play it. No, I'm not going to play a song. I'll play a song after I do a little monologue. What's happening, Joey? Glad to see my friend Joey's cat was missing for 2 days. He found his cat. Hallelujah. He was locked up in a shed or a hangar or something. And they found the cat. Hallelujah. He's a really cool cat. His name is Magic. Well, welcome, Joey. Glad you, like you said. Anyway, yes, this is complete madness. But I'm going to play these ads, and I'm going to be back in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. I want to share the show around, try to get some more people. If you'd like, show some love, put the thumbs up, hit some hearts, share the show, and we'll be back in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Listen to this stuff. Good stuff.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Hey, USA. Hey, Mandy.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level. And fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All
units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwendon. End of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for red state America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you. God bless, and God bless this great country.
Ooh, I think the ad's over. Yes, the ad's over. Hey, what's happening, folks? We are live here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And we got a good friend on the phone, on the line here with us, Vicky Palladino. You may remember her from confronting Mayor Warren, whatever you want to call him, de Blasio, up in New York. And we're going to bring her on. She's supporting a candidate running for mayor. We got to push as much as we can. So if you're one of my friends up in New York and you're watching this show, you got to listen to my friend Vicky coming on here right after this. As join me as I honor our veteran, our police officers, our country, our nation, and our flag as I stand two times a show until the NFL season is over for the national anthem to honor the flag and those who died. 200 sailors and soldiers and patriots holding the flag up through the attack, vicious attack by the British Navy, could only be seen by the bombs bursting in air. And in the morning, daylight was still waving. God bless America. These guys are sitting and kneeling while this song is on. Angela, Andy, and Sherry, what's happening? Annie, everybody's tuning in. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to give you this opportunity right now, folks, to join me as I stand for the national anthem. Version by my good friend Dave Bray. Catch him here. Veterans Day Monday. We'll talk about it soon. This is the national anthem. Join me, folks. Stand. Take a selfie of yourself standing with the show on, and I'll post it and give you credit.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night. our flag was still there. Oh, say doth that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That's right, folks. Here at Patriot Nation Radio, we stand two times a show. The national anthem. God bless America. God bless each and every one of you on the live feed and on the airwaves tuning in tonight as you get a very special evening with me, your host, Mark Hoffman, telling it like it is. Thank you, Monica. That is the rendition by Dave Bray. You can check out. He's got a bunch of different awesome tunes. I'll play another song later on. If you stick around in the beginning of the second half, the bottom of the hour, I'll play another Dave Bray song, Taps, Amazing Grace. Gives me chills every time I hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a mayoral race and the votes tomorrow up in New York City. And if you are on my list and you're a New Yorker and you're going to be voting tomorrow for mayor, make sure you don't vote for the communist de Blasio. You want to make sure you vote for anybody but de Blasio, but you want to vote for my friend Vicky's candidate who she's trumping around the city, making a last-ditch effort to get this lady elected. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming on last minute. I saw your video, and you got to come on the show.
Yeah, yep. It's been a long few months, and a lot of it turned out really quite well. And who knew jumping out of the car and calling him like I did, you know, out. You remember that video that went viral.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all about him going over to the G20 summit and protesting against America and President Trump with the communists and anarchists. And as they were burning down Munich, Germany, there was our mayor over there in Munich instead of being here in New York, burying an assassinated police officer and watching a commencement exercise for the police academy. First mayor in New York history ever to miss a commencement exercise. Has no interest in being mayor. He's got a global agenda, apparently, progressive, of course, communist, of course, and it's time for him to get the hell out.
It sure is.
That's what I'm doing.
Now, you were on the campaign of another candidate who shall rename nameless at this time, unless you want to name the name. And now you are representing representing another candidate. You put
Nicole
your full back
Valley
and go. And say her name again so people can hear.
Her name is Nicole Malliotakis. She's a Republican candidate, also the conservative on the Republican line, conservative line, and the Stop de Blasio line. So I decided that I was going to go back Nicole. And after working for the candidate that I was working with, I realized that our interests were not quite the same. And I thought it would be best if I handed in my resignation. So they're spinning out of control over there right now. That I came out in full blast for Nicole. Followed my contract to the letter. Did everything according to the way I was supposed to, and gave them their notice, and that was it. Done. So
now you're backing Nicole. Where does she stand in this race, and going to give the people of New York, the good people, police? We want to focus on them police.
First of all, the most important thing is that we get back the face of New York. We get back a face that will represent and love the city. As it should be loved, and she's got a great agenda on how to handle the homeless situation that is out of control, the filth, the dirt, the degenerates. She will unshackle our police officers, and she will start with the community service so that the police officers get to know their communities better and make friends with the people in the community and the community leaders We'll work together with our police officers. Our current mayor, Warren Wilhelm Jr., has, as everybody knows him now, I brought that out. And he has visions of one of his agendas is the seizing of private property, which is quite interesting. That he just came out with about a month ago, but it started to get more traction over the last 3 weeks or so, and that's right out of the book of Karl Marx. So his friendship with Linda Sarsour, who is a known Black Lives Matter Muslim terrorist, he's good friends with her. She's been seen coming in and out of Gracie Mansion, as well as I have a picture of them, and it's been all over, arm in arm together, the two of them. And his love is not for New York or New Yorkers.
Right.
He has no love for the state of Israel or anybody that has anything to do with that. So it's a we're a mess up here, and we need to get straightened out. So he took 3 years and 11 months, and what has he got to do but brag about his pre-K? Big deal.
Right.
And that's about it. You know, he's wrecked it. He's wrecked our city. He's done a damn good job.
Warren Wilhelm. He's not. He doesn't even go by his real name, Warren
that is
Wilhelm.
Correct. He's a fake, a fake, phony, and a fraud. And I said that in several other videos that I've done. And I was basically about, my whole thing was save our city and make America, make New York great again. And my agenda was really not pro any candidate at that time. It turned into that. I was all about educating New Yorkers on what they have sitting in Gracie Mansion, what de Blasio is all about, who he really is. And, I mean, he marched with the Sandinistas back in his younger days. He's a communist from way back when. Yep.
That was my agenda. Give out Nicole's information if someone wants to support her, volunteer, or know
well,
the name.
Well, the volunteer so now is kind of late because we're voting tomorrow. Polls open at 6 a.m., close at 9 p.m. And what we need is to understand that, you know, we all know from the last election, polls lie. So we cannot go by polls anymore. And what people, anybody out there who is a New Yorker, as my video does state, every vote is counted. It's not like a national election where you should assume the state, like the state goes blue automatically, no matter how many red people are voting, Republicans are voting, conservatives are voting, it still goes blue no matter what. The same holds true in a, kind of in the city. But let's remember, just because Hillary took New York City 8-1 does not mean the city's face hasn't changed, because it certainly has. Very much in the same broad view as America was when they elected Donald Trump. Angry
yep.
as hell as what he's done to this city. Everybody has acknowledged, except for those liberals who, ivory tower liberals I call them, will never face facts about any Republican candidate or anything like that. They will always be the outsider. They will always be, you know, not for them, which is fine. But what people have to understand, New Yorkers out there, pay very close attention to what I'm about to say. Every vote is counted individually, one by one by one. So Nicole can win this if people come out to vote. I'm counted as voting number one. Mark, you would be counted as voter number two. My husband, voter number three, so on down
right.
the line. And that's a very important thing to know. So what we just have to be careful of tomorrow, of course, as in any other election, is voter fraud. And that
yeah,
is true. That's pretty well covered with that. But everybody has to know to come out to vote. And bring people with you to the polls, because numbers matter.
Amen. Vicky, I want to
yep.
thank you so much. That's say her name again. Nicole.
Nicole. I can't spell her last name. I'm sorry. It's Maliatakis. It's M-A-L-L. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
Maliatakis.
Oh, hold on. Yes. It's Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Maliatakis, M-A-L-L-I-O-T-A-K-I-S. You will find her on the Republican line, the conservative line, and Stop de Blasio line. So just cast your votes tomorrow. Everyone is counted one by one. Come out and vote, and we can win. Absolutely can win if we come out in the numbers that we need to come out.
Nicole Maliatakis, if you're in New York and you want to get rid of de Blasio, there's your girl. Conservative, Republican.
That's it.
Gonna help the police, man, and the rest of the city.
And that's Maine, exactly. She
gonna
will
join
restore law and order, and she will unshackle our police.
All right, Vicky, thank you so much for calling, and keep up the good fight, man. We're in your corner. Hallelujah.
You bet. Thanks. And from this point on, I just want you to know, Mark, I go national. So that's where my love is. My love is for national politics. I love my president. And I love everything that he's doing, and lots to talk about with that too. But that I'll go back to concentrating on that right after the election on tomorrow. Okay.
God bless. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so very much. Take care. Bye, everybody. Get out and vote.
Be safe.
Bye, bye.
There you have it, folks. That's Vicky Paladino in the corner of Nicole Maliatakis up in New York for mayor. Vote is tomorrow if you're up in New York. And I have a friend, she's volunteering for Larry Zacharisi for Suffolk Sheriff Tuesday night. She will be with the Suffolk County Republican Committee for a victory party at Radio Garden, formerly the Emporium in Patchogue. Folks, get out there. We got to get some of these people in gear, man. The Republicans are going to sweep everything everywhere. Wait till you see what's coming down the pike. Ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton is going to go down. This deal with rigging the election will go down in history and make Watergate look like a romper room birthday party. You know? I am finally going to get Hillary. But I'm extremely sick. As Bo Bergdahl gets awarded $300,000 in back pay, and Christian Saucier and his wife Sadie and their little child, 2-year-old daughter, are basically in financial ruin. I cannot wait. I am going to throw a party when they throw the cuffs on Hillary Clinton. So, folks, pray hard. These sealed indictments are coming. And the real collusion is going to be exposed. The real collusion, the real Russian collusion. Not with Donald Trump, as all of you guys know. The real collusion, racketeering, bribery, extortion. Uranium-1, giving a kick in the balls to our national security, giving up a yellow cake uranium, 20% of it, to Russia as we import uranium from out of the country because we don't got enough. What the? My good friend Ray is watching. I'm sure, Ray, you would expect that we're talking about midgets tonight on the show, but we're not. We have a running joke with midgets, folks. Or as some would say, oh wait, this is the politically correct truth show tonight. So the thing with midgets is we find them a little bit, not to be offensive, to make anybody mad, but they're entertaining people. Every time, if you go to the circus, the clowns, if they're midgets, are funny. Way funnier than a regular clown. Midget wrestling. Hulk Hogan had the micro mini wrestlers. Excellent. They had in that one movie, they had, they all went into the bar and they had a brawl in the bar. Bunch of midgets came in and had a big brawl in a bar. It was funny. They're funny. But not to make really make fun of them. As that many, many folks in their condition do have a lot of health issues. And I do not want to poke fun at any of that type of stuff. And just God bless everybody. How about that? God bless everybody. So, but yes, over the weekend, 12 Saudi princes arrested on corruption. Donald Trump cruising around Asia. Folks, have you ever heard of the global currency reset? The Global Silk Road? Check it out. Check out the Silk Road in China. Check out the global currency reset. Look into it. A lot of this has to do with Trump's trip to Asia. Another part of Trump's trip to Asia is he told Jeff Sessions before he left, boy, I sure hope our Justice Department does something about this. See you in 11 days. Whoosh, he took off. So he gave him 11 days. Ken, what's happening, Ken? So in 11 days, Donald Trump, our president, returns back to the States. Tony Podesta apparently has already turned himself in. John Podesta was supposed to turn himself in as well, but seems to have not done so. So we shall see what's shaking in D.C. Folks who follow Hillary Clinton's Twitter account have stated today that, and I don't know as of right this minute, but as of 4:30 this afternoon, Hillary Clinton had not tweeted in 3 days. Could she already be detained? Could she be hiding her location so they can't come and get her? Has she gone underground? Who knows? Will they get her? Will they get that body double that was in the election? After she collapsed, they had that lady there that's been her double for, I don't know, since 1973 or something, 1975. It is really, really great times. If everything happens the way it seems to be unfolding right now, Saudi's collapsing. Can you believe they shot a ballistic missile out of the sky over Saudi Arabia? What the hell is that crap? Getting scary, folks. Things are getting nuts. We're watching history unfold as the Watergate scandal of our time puts Watergate of the 70s to shame. With backroom bribery, deals, extortion, money laundering, rigging the election, stealing it from Bernie Sanders. Unbelievable stuff. Be nice, Anna. We don't want to wish death on folks. I would really, really, really enjoy it to see her in cuffs wearing an orange jumpsuit finally. I stood on many an overpass. Folks, I'm wearing my Patriots United t-shirt. On the bottom says overpasses.org. This week on Overpasses for America, we'll be holding Veterans Day rallies and NFL boycotts, et cetera, et cetera. So in our area, at Interstate 4 and Highway 301 in Tampa, come join Patriot Nation Radio and Overpasses for America Deep South group. Part of the Deep South group. Deep South is a large group now. It consists of about 5 or 6 or 7 states or something. And we're going to be rallying. Now, our overpass in Tampa sits above Wing House. Now, you can go down there and park at the Wing House, come up the overpass. We're going to only stay there for 2 hours. The game starts at 4 o'clock, and it is between 3 and 5, we'll be up on the overpass. It gets dark here, so we don't want to be standing out on the overpass in the dark. We may stay till right before darkness. It doesn't always just go 3 to 5. It might go 3 to 5:30. If the sun's still out, we'll still be standing. And then we're going to go down to the Wing House, have some wings, and involve ourselves in some awesome Patriot chit-chat. We're going to unite Patriots on the overpass. Overpassesforamerica.org. Search overpasses on Facebook. Just type it in the search bar above it. Overpasses. Bam, you can find your state, your group, you're reorganizing and getting on another mission to revamp our mission, to back out President Donald J. Trump, to support and defend our veterans at all costs, and to pay to our flag every chance we get. So if you have an American flag, if you have a Gadsden flag, if you have a sign that says, I love Trump, if you have a sign that says, arrest Hillary, whatever. If you have a sign that says, I'm over 40, I don't trust farts, carry it. Whatever you're into. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, folks. If you want to join me in chit-chat, you can at 347-637-3942. Now, folks did lose their lives again in Texas in a horrible shooting. The Vegas shooting has been swept under the rug. It's gone. Nobody's talking about it. We talk about it here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. You saw last week I had my good friend Eric Brecky on. He is now an excellent friend. He is an attorney who sickened by the lack of truth and the cover-ups coming out of Vegas. And he passed on some information to me from IntelliHub.com, where a gentleman went out and did some digging. He got the FAA flight data and some recordings of air traffic control talking to a plane flying in trying to get to runway 19S. You know what? I think I'm going to try and play that. I wonder if I can get it again. It's kind of silly. I'll try to dig it up. Things happening in Vegas, kind of weird. Texas. What's going on in Texas, man? We got some heroes. Mr. Langendorf and his counterpart. Oh, man, I forget his name. I reached out to both of them. I got their names. Just give me a second because I have to give props to their name. Got to give props. Stephen Williford is the gentleman who put the slug in the thug who was shooting up the church. Johnny Langendorf is the gentleman who was driving the pickup who went in pursuit of this criminal thug who shot up the church. So two heroes. And you know what they failed to mention in any of the media reports of this incident? Is that a man, a legal, law-abiding citizen with a gun, stopped a criminal who, because of dishonorable discharge, should not have even had a firearm. And the fact that he had a picture of a firearm on his Facebook page and it didn't raise concerns is shocking, to say the least. Increasing regulations on the Second Amendment will not stop criminals from killing. It will only empower them as law-abiding citizens will be stripped of their gun rights as criminals carry guns and kill. 100 million weapons in the world, in the country, over 300 million rounds owned by private citizens. And then we have a lady who's up in Canada, and she's claiming that guns should only have the capability to fire two shots. What Donna fails to understand, and what we learned in the revolution for our country, was the Second Amendment was placed into the Constitution for the simple fact that if the government has it, we have it, to protect ourselves against tyranny and against a government who would otherwise kill us. We learned from King George's abuse of the people that the Second Amendment is vital to the security of a nation. It's why nobody's ever come to the North American continent to fight a war since, like, say, 1812. And they won't. The great Chinaman said, we can't go over there and fight a war. There's a gun behind every blade of grass. That's right. That's why we are still the greatest country and no one has done a thing. Now, these mass shootings, folks in Canada, my Canadian friends, are being perpetrated by the FBI and the CIA, whether you like to believe that or not, in a ruse to steal our guns and our Second Amendment right to defend ourselves from a rogue government that would bring tyranny upon the people. That is something you must understand. So one day your government will squash you up there in Canada because you cannot defend yourselves. I don't even know what your gun laws are in Canada. So, you know, basically that's where it is. The Second Amendment is the utmost importance. And the folk and what folks need to understand is the citizens of the country are the militia. You don't have to belong to any group, organized group. If the governor of your state calls on the militia and asks people to join, you will be able to join your state militia that is backed by your governor and defend your state from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Domestic right now being the key, because we have many domestic. Yes, Ken, that's what I was saying earlier. They will strip us of our gun, and the criminals will be empowered to kill us even more. Look what's happening in Chicago. Chicago is a darn good example of what strict gun control can do. Criminals have guns. Criminals are shooting criminals, too. That's not such a bad thing. And I want to welcome Tarif to the show. Tarif, how are you, sir? He's a great veteran. He come on the show. He's blowing a whistle on some things. God bless him. Keep up the fight, Tarif. But the Second Amendment, for my friends in Canada, is extremely important to the security of the state. Do you know the fact that we have all these guns as private citizens in North America, the United States? It's probably why Canada's still safe. Ken, you're probably right. I would have to say you're probably right. But, folks, believe it. As a citizen, and I hate to say that, as a state national, you are the militia. Yes, Daniel, I've seen that. A man threatened to kill all white police officers outside the White House. I guess they locked down the White House again. This is crazy stuff we're witnessing in this country this right now as we speak. It's insane. So here we go. I'm going to go like this real fast because I'm having a request. Get a pen, Ken. All right, here we go.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks. Now, it is just past the bottom of the hour, 10 minutes past the bottom of the hour. It is now 8:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the East Coast of America. I'm down in the Sunshine State. And I would like everybody, when you get a chance, to go to DaveBrayUSA.com. And in honor of these folks that have been slaughtered over the last few weeks, slaughtered in the last few weeks in Vegas and now in Texas and other places, other folks getting shot too. And people are having heart attacks, and people are dying of cancer, and people got multiple sclerosis and dementia. All those who've crossed over to the other side of life that served our country in a great capacity of one way or another, I would like to play this song by Dave Bray, my good friend Dave Bray. Hey, Mike, join the show. What's up, Mike? This is Dave Bray's Taps and Amazing Grace. And I want to play this in memory for all those who have gone to the other side, given the ultimate sacrifice for our country, for our nation, who have left their families behind. God bless them. Taps and Amazing Grace by Dave Bray. DaveBrayUSA.com. DaveBrayUSA.com, folks. My good buddy Ray, he posted something up here I want to point out real fast, and I have my friend Ken. He's on the line. He's going to join us here in a minute. You heard the call there on the Facebook live feed. The Air Force failed to turn the shooter's records into the FBI. The gentleman had a felony, and I use that term gentleman loosely. The thug criminal, murderer, had a felony for beating his ex-wife, whose parents frequented the church that he shot up, but they were not there at the time. And my friend Daniel says that Obama was the best gun salesman of the century. Amen to that. For sure. Oh, man. Allison, how are you? Welcome to the live feed. Ladies and gentlemen, I have my patriotic friend on the line here, Ken. He's going to join us real quick. He's got something to add to the show this evening. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Good to be here. How you doing?
Good. If you have the show on in the background, kill the sound. It's making a horrible echo.
Yeah, it's a baby, actually. Here, let me do this. Try to get away from it.
My friend,
doing better now?
Yeah, that sounds good. You have something to add this evening, my friend?
Well, what was supposed to be your topic here tonight? I'm coming in late, so I'm hearing you talk about this obviously deeply deranged shooter for the church. And, you know, how about this MK Ultra? You know, I've done a lot of research on that, and this guy seems to be like prime.
I was talking about that today at work. Someone was talking about it. I said, you know, maybe you just research something like MK Ultra. And
yeah,
that's where I left it, you know.
Well,
people don't know. They see it in the movies and on TV. You know, a phone call comes in. They pick up the phone, and the guy says, radioactive, and that's this trigger word. Now, all of a sudden, the guy's a crazed maniac, and he goes off and does stuff like this.
Right,
to his own death.
Well,
crazy.
You know, the scopolamine also that, you know, where people are finally being educated about scopolamine, and pretty much if somebody nails you with that stuff, you're under total control. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors. There's a lot of technology. There's a lot of avenues that they've probably perfected. And being he was in the Air Force, he was in the military. One of the things that Bill Clinton did was make sure that they could plug you with anything they wanted to, in other words, inject you with whatever they wanted to and without your consent or knowledge. They just and these guys, anyone that's gone through the basics, know they go through a line and get poked 100 times, and they're not
right.
being told what they're being poked with or what's being put inside them. So,
right.
Know. It's, yeah, I mean, like I said, this guy's obviously deeply deranged, and, you know, what specifically is the trigger for that? You know, that's kind of where I'm at with that. But all these mass distractions are just that. We're trying to put together a campaign to put 12 mobile little trailer billboards with messages, and we're looking for sponsors for that. So get with me sometime this week here. And I'll do the same. And we're going to try to get the message out there to the people here on the street so we can try to bring them to Patriot Nation Radio and to the social sites and to the circle of people that are trying to share this knowledge and, you know, show people what's going on, the depth of the fraud that's been played out, you know, going from, as you've heard me speak about many times, the birth registration process, the Colby birth registration is the root and foundation to this, the entire Ponzi scheme that we're all seeing play out today. So,
right. It seems
but
like
yeah,
a
anybody crash has a message or you know social sites, websites, anything to do with sharing the truth and waking people up. That's what we want to try to do is get the message out to the street, right in front of people in traffic. So.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here on Patriot. I'm always trying to bring the truth, and I try not to sugarcoat it, man, because adding some sweet to the lemon just don't work.
Man, we got our work cut out for you. You got your work cut out for you. The mass media propaganda machine, it never shuts off. And, you know, it's highly repetitive.
Look how fast they're moving through the news cycles now. They are just ramping it up. There's
weapons,
one day it's that thing. They're shooting people. They're Uranium One and Donna Brazile and then the church. And it's just one thing after another. They're just beating us to death to keep us on our heels, falling backwards, confused. People don't know what the hell's going on right now.
Right, right. Well, again, this is something that as I came out more aggressively with, this, you just got to end this. You've got to pull the foundation out from under their feet. And, anybody that's going to be truthful with you is going to see that, have done the type of research that it takes to have the confidence, like the Edward Mendel House letter that we did a show on, you did a show on. It's the best summary I know of where you're going to be required. You're not going to be, hey, if you'd like to do this, you can. No, you're required to pledge your biological property and become that ward of the state and a surety under the Chapter 11 bankruptcy to prop up fiat. And that puts, makes every one of us a target. There's no boundaries there. If they've created a legal name for you, well, they can pull that rug out from under your feet at any time. And that brings me to Hillary Clinton. In my research of birth registration and the global agenda, which used to be called New World Order, Hillary appointed the head of the World Bank, from what I'm reading. And the World Bank's involved with UNICEF and the United Nations for the global birth registration agenda.
Right.
And, of course, they use the fear-mongering language of, all these children have to be protected. They might be put into war too early. They won't be able to go to school. They go into things that sound so restrictive. But why? Why would there be restrictions to living life? And that's what we see playing out today, Like you have the driver's license issue. You had Carl Koenig there in South Florida helping hurricane victims.
I saw that. He got his truck back.
Yeah, but man, he has the manufacturer certificate of origin. This thing's never been plugged into the DMV. It's never been registered. Anybody that has done any homework on this knows this is another just part of the huge scam that they're pulling these legal names and TDA accounts tied directly to the Federal Reserve. I mean, through Fidelity. Randy Bean's exposed that, and there's been many people. I know one of the best, and he's exposed this 10 years ago, and they beat him and his family's brakes off for doing so. But now...
That's another thing I've been saying, too, is one of the main reasons they JFK's been in the news and, they released all this stuff, redacted, of course. But I tell people one of the reasons the reason they offed Kennedy was because he was ending the Fed. I have a $5 bill in my own possession that's printed in red ink because that was the new currency. Because the Fed was ending and he was backing it with gold. Well, guess what? They killed him, and bam, got the Fed still.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Look, I had the honor of talking to a guy. He called himself Captain Larry. My mom was head waitress at a restaurant in downtown Miami, and he lived on a ship in the harbor. And he claimed that he was a naval captain in his career, and he was CIA. And talked all about Argentina to me. I was only 10. This was like in 76. In fact, the port that the ship he was living on is actually in the movie Black Sunday. When they pan around, they do a little explosion scene on the back of a ship. And the ship he was living on was a confiscated foreign ship. I really like to say I'm 10. But this guy's telling me stories, and he's telling me about Kennedy and in the short of things would not sell us out. He said that's in plain language, so they took him out. So I learned quite a bit from this man, and
I think
we all have our journey and our path to waking up. But for sure,
the plan right now is very similar for our current president as was for JFK.
Yes.
We as American citizens, if we back this man, we have to be ready to defend this man. Hallelujah, because I think he's in danger every second. If he comes to my neck,
as they're finding out, there's many people that they're not sure of, and then they got the ones that they're sure of, and that's how we see the separation of the states going on too. So, I'm losing you.
We have to get you back on the show for a whole hour and talk about all this crazy
stuff.
Anytime,
brother, anytime. But, yeah.
You know, they got global currency reset, I guess, is resurfacing in the news too. That's one of the reasons that President Trump is over in Asia right now. Something to do with this global currency reset. Who knows? We guess we'll find out in the next few days. And all we could do is pray for the arrest of Killery.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think it's coming. I really feel it. I think it's coming.
Well, you know, and it's you got to connect it to her appointing, like, say, the head of the World Bank, who is involved in the global birth registration process. Okay? Remember, this is a worldwide scam. Anybody and everybody that's ever been registered in any of these corporate-style forms of governments is being duped. You're having the wool pulled over your eyes. You're an economic slave to a corporation that you think is your state or your country. You remember that 1871 and what they did there, and how basically the organic natural form of existence is what they're really kind of trying to push out. And she's a part of that. She's a huge part of that, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. So. That's pretty good.
But look, man, yeah, it was great being on here. Great talking to you. And anytime, man, get a hold of me. And like I say, we're looking for sponsors to get the word out on the street.
Amen.
So. Anybody
so
listening?
Yep. Time.
Yeah.
All right,
brother.
I'll put you in hold and listen to the rest of the show on hold. You can. It's nice and clear, and you get the whole show that way.
Yeah, anytime,
up
brother.
To you.
What? Oh, yeah, what do you mean, now?
Yeah, you can stay on the hold right there. You're in hold. You can stay right there and listen to the whole show. Or you can hang up and go back to the computer and listen to it that way. That's cool. You're on hold right now. You're in the green room. So if you're talking, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Ken Scott. This guy is a wealth of information. We're going to have him come on the show, and we're going to talk. The guy knows so much about the ins and outs of the system. He has researched and researched and researched and researched. He knows what's shaking, the scam, with the birth certificates and the capital letters and the driver's licenses. And, you know, this guy Carl had his truck taken. He brought supplies down for Hurricane Irma victims, and they took his truck from him. Never been registered. He don't have a license. The Supreme Court ruled that you don't need that stuff to travel freely in this country, and he got his truck back and his trailer back. The Constitution works if you know how to use it. You know how to work it. If you know how to work the laws and you got some knowledge, you know people who know something, you make a couple of phone calls. Man, this little thing right here, really helpful. It's been working. Look what it did for the fellas out there at the Malia Wildlife Refuge. They had their charges dropped. And the first couple of people in the Nevada trial had almost all their charges dropped. 63 out of like 67 dropped because of this document. Because they're using it correctly. You know? Very important. Cost him $6,000, folks, but he got his vehicle right. Cost him. I don't know the whole story, Ken. I just know he got his truck back, and it was a horrific injustice. To Carl Koenigs, who was just bringing Captain Carl, as folks know him as. $8,000 to get the truck and trailer back, but he got it back. He got it back. That's really what matters. Now he's going to have to probably file a lawsuit and get his money back one way or the other. They illegally detained his vehicle. And all he was trying to do is help people who were in distress. Can you believe that in this country you could go to try to help people and they're going to smack you down like that? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable that that would even happen at all in this great nation. Folks, after the Civil War, the Act of 1868 and 1871 was the end of things the way we knew it, the way the country knew it. And then taxation without representation became the norm, enslaving the people, all of the people, with the 14th Amendment. And if you know, can figure out a way to get yourself out from being a citizen of the United States and become a national of your state living in America. You know how to do all that stuff, and you got nothing to lose. Go for it. Right now, I'm so tied into this corporate mess. I'm kind of stuck, man. I got a son and a wife. If I do that, it'd be just too hard to do. I got to stay a slave to this crappy system. It's unbelievable. But if I can tell people how to get away, and then they can do it, God bless them, man. Become a national of your state and get out from under the corporate thumb of the United States Incorporated, 10 square miles in Washington, D.C. You finally have a president in there who really just wants to straighten it out, and his intentions are true. I really believe that. He feels he can. Now, the last president, he done did so much damage to this country over 8 years. It's going to take 8 years to get it straightened. It's going to take longer than 8 years. So whoever the Republican candidate is in 2024, you damn sure better think about voting for that guy or girl. Because it's going to take longer than 8 years to get us out from this boulder, this boot, proverbial boot on the throat of every American. It's going to take 12 or 16 years to fix it. The president's doing some stuff right now. Yes, I do know that answer, Anastasia. Right now, off the top of my head, I don't know it. So if you got it, let's say it. You can post it here for us, and I'll tell you the percentage of taxation that started the revolution was a little tax on a T, and they threw the T into the sea. And guess what they teach the kids today? That those guys who threw the T into the harbor are terrorists. Remember the Boston Tea Party, Mason. They were not terrorists. They were great American patriots. Here's my son. The Boston Tea Party, they were American patriots fighting for freedom.
I know that story.
They are not terrorists. They are heroes. They are patriots, like the pop.
Yep.
It's up to you folks to teach the kids the truth. They ain't going to teach it in school. They're teaching some form of history, somebody's history, not teaching the history how it went down. I'll tell you that. Holy crap, look at that. I'm at the end of the show. I'm over in overtime right now. I didn't even realize it. So, folks, I got a show coming up this Thursday. It's going to be a lot about our education system. I have a gentleman. His name is Tom. I got to find him here on the list. Karen Schoen is going to join us again, and she's going to be talking about the textbook reviewers. In the state of Florida, you can become a textbook reviewer. When you become a textbook reviewer, you're allowed to attend the board meeting, okay? And say, look, I was reviewing this textbook, and I have some. I don't like this textbook. They have to stop that textbook until they review it and go over it and make sure that it's doing the right thing. And we have a say what is being put into these textbooks. That's going to be this Thursday, and I'm trying to find the other. His name is Tom, and he's going to come on. Let me find him. I've been sending a message, but it's been a week or so since we started talking about this show. So it's all the way, he's buried all the way somewhere in here. Jeez, I can't find him. But anyway, he's going to join us. He's doing truth in education. He wants the education to be exactly the way it was written, the history. You need to understand the history, the way it happened, the way it unfolded, not this version. His name's Tom O'Donnell. He's going to be joining us this Thursday with Karen Schoen, and we're going to be talking about the education system, truth. Citizens for Truth in School is his group, and he's got a little presentation. He's going to give his presentation. We're going to talk about how they want to bring truth in school, which then ties into Karen's program where you become a textbook reviewer. Because if you're not having the truth in school and you're a textbook reviewer, you can straighten that mess out. And Common Core's got to go, man. We got to get rid of this Common Core crap. We got to get our asses in the chairs at these school board meetings and keep telling them, no Common Core, no Common Core. Even if we just sit there, get 10 people to sit there with end Common Core sign. You're dumbing down the kids and the Common Core. You're dumbing down the kids and the Common Core. Reading, writing, arithmetic, and no more. You know? I mean, crap. The George Soros people come up with all these silly slogans. You hear them chanting these chants. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. I mean, it's like they got a writer somewhere in the back room writing their little chants. And then they give it to this lady with a bullhorn who goes and stands out in the corner. You know, and next thing you know, they got slogans and they're chanting them from coast to coast. They all have signs that say moveon.org on them. Why would they say that? Oh, George Soros. I forgot. So that's Tom O'Donnell and Karen Schoen, 8 p.m. this Thursday, talking about education, how important it is to get it right so our kids aren't a bunch of idiots. They're free thinkers. Right now, they're not teaching them to be free thinkers. They're teaching them to get in line and do what you're told and stay straight, and that's it. Don't ask questions. Don't say nothing. Don't think. Don't do nothing. Do what I say. That's what we're teaching the kids. Yes, master. Yes, master. That's what we're teaching the kids. That. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the show. But make sure you tune in. Check out overpasses.org. And tune in Thursday to American Brand Radio Initiative with Scott Kestenson and James Bostick starting at 7 p.m. and then 8 o'clock me. Tom O'Donnell and Karen Schoen. Thursday, then you want to make sure you tune in to Brian Lang, Live Truth Radio. Just search him out on Facebook. And him and Fred Schneider from Overpasses do a show every Tuesday together, 7 p.m. on the Live Truth Radio, which is cool. But you've got to head over to Live Truth Radio, search them on Facebook, and find their schedule. And also, Pastor Sylvester Bland and the United Saints of America.us, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. For Pastor Sylvester Bland, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Doing great things over there. Pastor Sylvester Bland, we're going to be talking soon. Probably do another simulcast anytime now. Christmas, we did a nice simulcast for Christmas last year, so maybe you can join us. Maybe we'll get it down again. We had Tamisha Pruitt join us, and she does a great song, a bunch of great songs. Check her out. I think she's on 9:30 p.m. Central Time on Facebook Live, worshiping the Lord. Playing some awesome music. She brings her sons in, her family members, and they sing and they jam and they have a good time and they praise the Lord. Hey, Anastasia, what's happening? Welcome back. Looks like 43% tax on tea, but you know. So, folks, join us. Join us, join us, join us, join us. I spoke with our friend Gonzalo Duran. Looks like he's lining up some guests and getting ready to come back with Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran Wednesday night, 7 p.m. It's been a while. He was in a car wreck and he got hurt pretty bad, but he's bouncing back. And he told me 2 weeks he's going to be back on Wednesday nights on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. So be sure to hit that show Wednesday nights on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And it brings us to that time once again, folks, that I love so much as I run past my time here. I'm almost 10 minutes past. I want to thank each and every one of you tuned in on the live feed, everybody on the Blog Talk Radio feed for tuning in. I'm going to give you this opportunity to stand and face the flag and honor our veterans and the flag and our history and our culture in the face of the turd-burgling NFL players who disrespect our flag and our country. But here we go. I'm going to put the flag up. We had our friend, Johnny took a picture of himself standing and saluting the flag and sent me the picture. Thanks, John, Mr. John Kimmel. And if you want to send me a selfie of yourself standing with the show on, facing the flag, boy, you're right there on my screen. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Bray, Star Spangled Banner, live from Pittsburgh, a cappella.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we
Chasing bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
I hope you didn't miss the whole show, but you could always go to my Facebook page. The show will be listed right there. You can go to the Patriot Nation Radio Network Facebook page to find it. It's there. The show will be posted. Looked like it was a one, I don't know if it was 43% tax, 1 cent tax, 1 cent, 10 cent, 5 cent, 10 cent, dollar, I don't know. But anyway, folks, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight and coming in on the live feed. Tune in every Monday and Thursday right here, 8 p.m. on Thursdays, usually 6:30 p.m. I may be switching the time to 8 p.m. I kind of like the 8 p.m. time slot. If you like the 8 p.m. time slot, throw me some thumbs up and I'll keep it. We'll stay on 8 p.m. It's fun. I like it. But until then, folks, look, we're getting the thumbs. 8 p.m. may be switching to Mondays. They seem to like it. Until we meet again. Thursday, 8 p.m., right after American Brand Radio Initiative with James Bostic and Scott Kesterson. Scott Kesterson is an Emmy Award-winning journalist. This guy's good news right here. He's on the Patriot Nation Radio Network two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Check him out. Good night. Love yous all. Without you, there's no show. Without the show, there's no me. So hallelujah. Thank you all for tuning in. Good night and God bless America.